New York's First Lady Shirlane McRae was in New Orleans for the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting discussing topics on health care. One of her prime concerns is what President Trump could ultimately do to Medicaid.
From my perspective, I work on mental health, and we know that Medicaid covers 90+, don't quote me on the exact percentage, but most behavioral health services. That means that we're in the middle of an opioid epidemic right now, that people who are getting care for that won't be able to get it. It's as simple as that. People who are seeking services for mental illness, for any type of behavioral challenge, won't be able to get the services that they need. That's devastating. There is no health without mental health. So we can't let this happen.
She contends everyone needs to take mental health issues more seriously, particularly those in Washington.
Think about it. You don't have your health. If you don't have your mental health, you don't. What do you have? It makes everything worse. It's a hardship multiplier, right? So people can't work. They can't go to school. They can't take care of their families. Can't take care of their children are affected. This would be so devastating, which is why I believe it didn't pass, right? Because people know. If we pull out the rug from people that way, it's just going to affect so much of what we've come to take for granted in our society. And these are real people's lives we're talking about.
April Ryan, AURN News.